Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to my bigger glasses, which I don't usually wear. Anyhow, this video is about peace in Ukraine. Is it possible and is it imminent? I know someone who's married to a Lithuanian, in fact, who very much supports the cause of Ukrainian freedom, but says they've got to end this war now because tens of thousands of Ukrainians have been killed to no purpose. If they were dying because they were going to win, then that might be worth it. But as they're not going to win, end this senseless slaughter right now. Obviously, it's Russia that began it. Russia could end it any day, withdraw, just drive back to Russia, and it's over. There would only need to be an exchange of prisoners of war. And let's not forget, is it 17,000 Ukrainian children kidnapped and taken across an international border into Russia? Sometimes their names have been falsified. They've been given bogus birth certificates with false names, false dates of birth, to try and break their identity, to deracinate them, to make it impossible for the parents to trace them, and so on. And that's what the International Criminal Court has charged President Putin with. So all those children need to come back. Now, Putin's doing that partly to boost his population by Russifying Ukrainians. But the other thing is they're hostages. If you want peace, fine. But if you want your children back, you're going to have to give me something for these kids. And he's going to use them as a bargaining chip. It just is outrageously cruel and unjust and absolutely typical for Putin. And there we go. And just how does he get away with this? And yes, many of Ukraine's allies have denounced him. But what about all these neutral countries, scores of countries that were neutral in the United Nations on this issue? Surely even they have got to recognize this is totally illegal and immoral. But back to the issue. So President Trump will be inaugurated on the 20th of January. And allegedly there was that phone call to Vladimir Vladimirovich, which Trump himself hasn't said. One of his staffers did, blurting something out or getting something wrong. The Kremlin has denied it. Now, why would the Kremlin deny it? Does Trump want them to? Because there's a breach of the Logan Act, which says no private diplomacy. People can only engage in diplomacy on behalf of the United States with the commission of the president, because he appoints the ambassadors and people in the State Department. And okay, the president doesn't concern himself with the lowest levels, but he appoints the people who appoint the people. And you can't be trying to undermine the US foreign policy by pursuing a separate policy. That would be undercutting what the United States is trying to do. It wouldn't be very difficult for the CIA or FBI to find out this was happening. Now, of course, Trump is very, very willing to breach the law and has broken the law countless times in very serious ways, which is why he's got those 34 felony count convictions in New York and more criminal trials upcoming. Anyhow, I think peace is going to come probably in 2025. That $60 billion US aid package came through, I think it was in April, and the Ukrainians still haven't got a lot of it. Zelensky said they've only got 10% of that equipment. I'm not sure if that's true, but apparently the US military feels its stocks have run down enough. They have the production hasn't been ramped up fast enough. They would be denuded. They'd be short of ammunition and so on, and have simply refused to carry out Biden's orders. I'm staggered. Sometimes it's maybe not refusing, but going slow, being as inefficient as possible. So considering that, Ukraine's done incredibly well, but Russia is making ground and actually has been speeding up over the last few weeks, probably about to slow down as the weather closes in, could speed up again when it's properly frozen and the ground is a bit harder. But it is worrying that Ukraine is being pushed back faster than before, that its manpower problem is only getting worse and so forth, supposedly inflicting heavy casualties on the Russians. So I think there's going to have to be peace, and European countries are too short-sighted and too tight-fisted to save Ukraine and thereby save themselves. So right at the beginning of the so-called special military operation, when Putin announced it on television, he said his objectives were the denazification and demilitarization of Ukraine. Now, there is no Nazi regime in Kyiv, but there is one in Moscow. So denazification should start at home, Vladimir. So definitely to overthrow the democratically elected government in Ukraine, that certainly hasn't worked. But Ukraine has been obliged to delay the election because of martial law. Then we can't hold election in these conditions. You know, they'd be trying to blow up the polling booths and things like that. Obviously, we couldn't hold electoral rallies. They could hold some sort of postal rally. No doubt Russia would try to interfere with that to cast bogus votes. If they interfere in a country as mighty as the United States, as far away as the United States, it'd be much, much easier to try and interfere with it very close to home. Having said that, they don't seem to bother too much in other former Soviet countries. I think they accept there's democracy in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. There's nothing they can do about that. They have tried it in Moldova. They have tried it in Georgia with considerable success. I think in Georgia, probably Georgian Dream would have won anyway, but not by quite so much. Didn't quite manage to get the result they wanted in Moldova, but came close, which is not to say that Putinite policies have got no genuine support in these countries. They do, but just not as high as the election results would suggest. Demilitarization, well, they totally failed on that one. But yeah, Ukraine's had a lot of military equipment destroyed, but it's been given even more and more modern military equipment. It's expanded its army and his air force larger than ever before. The Navy, all right, they lost a lot of that. A few vessels sunk, others scuttled to prevent them falling into enemy hands. But with almost no warships, they've managed to deny the western half of the Black Sea to the Russian Black Sea Fleet, which is mostly cowering on the eastern edge of it, largely out of range of Ukrainian weaponry. So Russia would like to keep the illegally occupied territories. And Zelensky says he's never going to agree to that. He might be lynched if he was. But there's a considerable minority of Ukrainians who are now muttering, we're just going to have to do this, even if de facto rather than de jure. We did that over the parts of Donetsk and Luhansk oblasts that were illegally occupied after 2014, the Minsk I agreement, the Minsk II agreement. Crimea, I don't see how they're ever going to get that one back. Remember, Russia integrated them all through these rigged referendums in 2014 for Crimea, and then 2022 for Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson. Bear in mind, they only occupied about half of those four regions, and they didn't occupy the regional capital of any of them when they held these referenda. Actually, I think they did occupy Kherson city. They withdrew from it within a few months because they're about to be surrounded. So the Russian constitution that was passed in 2020 during COVID lockdown, that referendum said that it is illegal to give away a single millimeter of Russian sovereign soil. And for them, that now includes these five illegally occupied regions of Ukraine. So they'd have to agree to disagree, make it a demilitarized zone, suggested no Ukrainian troops, no Russian troops. Of course, Russia would break that and have their so-called locally armed militias, which are just Russian soldiers. They lie and lie and lie, just like when they invaded Crimea in 2014. No, they're not our troops. They are our troops. Or if when they're fighting in Luhansk and Donetsk for all those years, no, it's not our soldiers. They were their soldiers. Their massive military buildup in early 2022 on the borders of Ukraine. This is no threat to anyone. It was an invasion. It's not a war. It's not a war. It's a crime to call it a war. Putin himself called it a war. No conscript ever be sent. Conscripts were sent. And on and on and on. Lie after lie after lie after lie, shamelessly told. Remember 1994, the Budapest Memorandum. They recognized Ukraine's independence and sovereignty. But now they're saying it's just not independent or sovereign. They're trying to take it back. What else? Even the 2003, Putin himself signed a treaty recognizing Ukraine's territorial integrity, which he's breached again. So we know that he will breach his deal when he gets it. But Russia wouldn't mind Ukraine joining the European Union that much. They prefer it didn't happen, but that's less important than NATO. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia joined. They didn't object to that. They did dislike them joining NATO, but they were too feeble to stop it at the time and say, well, okay, even if we say we wouldn't object to Ukraine joining NATO, and Putin's actually already said that in 2022, well, Ukraine's an independent country, but you behave as though it's not. They recognize it'd be very difficult for Ukraine to get into the European Union. Wouldn't be for at least 10 years, maybe 20, maybe never, because all 27 European Union countries would have to approve. Hungary and Slovakia at the moment would very, very likely veto that. And say Ukraine's got 40 million people. Okay, a lot of them have fled. It's absolutely wrecked. It's the poorest country in the European Union. It's going to cost hundreds of billions of euros to rebuild. They'll virtually all come to the West. It's a massive liability for us. There is still significant corruption. We don't want it in. I mean, it's just not ready. It's not going to meet the convergence criteria. And several countries have been waiting much longer. Turkey's been waiting since 1987 as a candidate status since then. Admittedly, negotiations frozen because of the dictatorial turn of Turkey under Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And there are other countries ahead, might get in soon, Albania, North Macedonia, and so forth. But if they get in, that's yet another country that can veto. Remember, it only takes one EU member state to block another a country from joining forever. So they could agree to that so long as it's agreed that Ukraine will never join NATO. What else? Reparations. I don't see Russia being willing to join pay reparations. I mean, they might agree to some of this stuff, but just not do it. So it'll be like that. make it neutral, make it independent, make these countries, these places autonomous, Lugansk and Donetsk, but that was the case under Minsk 1 and Minsk 2. Back then, Russia didn't manage to occupy the whole region. Now they're close to occupying the whole of Lugansk and Donetsk and so on. So it would be along those lines to agree that Ukraine would say never have nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons and so on. They don't have them anyway. They couldn't afford them anyway. Hasn't stopped Russia force accusing them of trying to develop them. And we obviously know Russia does have all these weapons, and they've indeed used chemical weapons in Salisbury and elsewhere. So it would be along those lines. Trouble is, Russia would break as soon as they felt they could get away with it. The West was distracted. They've let their defense budget slip. They know that Western countries are weak-willed, that Western leaders are not men and women of their word, that Trump is effectively on their side. So Putin might attack again, even not a full-scale invasion, gray zone warfare, some kinetic operations as when things actually go bang, to spare his people, get sanctions lifted. That's another big objective of his. Because the Russian economy is teetering, is having significant difficulty. This coming year, 2025, it might get a lot worse. 2026 could even be crisis level. Right. So that's what a peace deal would look like. Putin would like to negotiate over the heads of the Ukrainians, just with Trump or someone, on the basis that Ukraine is not a nation, is really a renegade region of Russia. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.